The day started out cheerful on Skid Row as organizations came out to provide free services for the homeless. George Alvarez is with the LA Department of Mental Health.
We have a saying here that they bounce back, right? But we try to bounce them up, get them out of Skid Row.
Mental health counseling was one of the free services offered today. James Nezert is a veteran of the U.S. Air Force who struggles with alcoholism. He's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Okay, their attempt is to see if you are lost, confused. They want to give you some directional guidance, you know, especially if you have a mental illness, because a lot of people, they don't know north, east, south, west.
This year, more people came to seek these services. Fewer jobs and more home foreclosures are adding to the growing homeless population. It is causing more young people and families to be put on the street.
It's the economy that's putting 22-year-olds and there's an 18-year-old in one of these missions, and they're homeless because they got nothing. The economy is so bad.
That's Christopher Lant. He moved from Ohio to LA hoping to find a job, but instead, at the age of 21, is jobless and homeless. Not only is the recession increasing homelessness, but is also affecting the resources at the missions. Many missions on Skid Row are overcrowded this year and depending on outside organizations to provide the health care the residents need. Connie Kuo, Annenberg Radio News.